We continue with Mishnah Bura. Amad Yom Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Nun Beis Sif Beis says the Mechaber. Umutar Litein Begadav Lachoves Einu Yehudi VaOros LaAbdan. You are allowed to give your clothes to a dry cleaner or who is a non-Jew or hides to be salted. Samach Lachashecha, even if it is close to Shabbos. Im Katzat Zodamim Osha Osa Osa Matovas Hanah. As long as you set a certain amount that you are going to give the non-Jew for him doing the work for you, or he does it out of tovas hanah, because he has hakar satov to you, he is thankful for something that you did for him. The hushalo yomer lo lasos b'Shabbos, as long as you did not tell the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos, v'gam sheyase in Yehudi amalach of beso, and the non-Jew has to do it in his own house, not in the house of the Jew. The Mishnah Berurah explains, this heter is something which we already saw earlier in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, that if you set an amount that you are going to give the non-Jew for doing the work, then if he chooses to do the work on Shabbos, that is a daite de nafshe kavet. He is doing it on his own will on Shabbos so that he could get the job done faster, so that he could get the money that he is going to get when the job is completed. However, since you did not ask him to do the work on Shabbos, there is no iser for you to give him the object to use in order to do the work. As well, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the non-Jew must leave your house before Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah also points out that even if you didn't set the exact amount that you were going to give the non-Jew, as long as you told him that you were going to pay him and he knows he's going to get paid, it is as though you were katzatz, as though you set an amount, and therefore it is mutter to give him the work to be done. However, the Mishnah Berurah also points out something which we saw earlier in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, that if you come to the non-Jew before Shabbos and tell him you need the malacha completed right after Shabbos, and you are not giving him any time of chol, of weekday time, to do the work, then it is going to be a problem, since it is basically as though you are telling him that you want him to do the job on Shabbos. The Rama comments, Vim lo katzas, if you didn't set the amount that you're going to give him, aser b'Erev Shabbos, then you can't give the object to the non-Jew to work on an Erev Shabbos, but you could give it to him earlier in the week. V'ayin la'el simen reish mem zayin di'esh cholkim osa lo b'chinam d'haynu b'tovas hana. The Rama references us to Siman Reish Mem Zayin, where we saw that there is machlokes, that some say even if it is being done betovas hana, it is prohibited unless the non-Jew approaches the Jew and says that he wants to do this out of the kindness of his heart because of something that the Jew did for him, then it is going to be permissible as long as the non-Jew approached the Jew. One more interesting chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah brings is from the Chai Adam, who says that the non-Jew cannot do work in the house of the Jew, even if it is something that the minhag of the entire city is to be done b'kablanus, and people are not going to think that he is paying the non-Jew as a schir yom, that he is paying him by the day specifically to work on Shabbos, it's still going to be aser, since the work is being done in the house of the non-Jew, people are going to think that you commanded the non-Jew. Since the work is being done in the house of the Jew, people are going to think that you commanded the non-Jew to do the work for you on Shabbos. This would be a tremendous chumrah for us when it comes to housekeepers and the like, that they wouldn't be allowed to do any work in your house on Shabbos because it might look like you asked them to do specifically on Shabbos. And this Chai Adam is something that would be needed to take into account.